with all due respect to Jacksonville, it's not about who we play. It's about how we play. We got to play good football. We got to prepare for that. We're in the process of doing it. Look forward to continuing to do that as we push forward toward game time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. Wolf, it is a playoff edition of Tomlin Tuesday today. There's excitement in the building, even though the players aren't here, but they were here yesterday and a week off.
They were vibrating yesterday. And by the way, they had a little vibrational going last week, too.
Agreed.
This is a team that really has an idea that they're on a mission and they're ready to lock and load.
All right. We have to talk about Jacksonville. I wouldn't let Tunch and Labs do it too much yesterday, but you get to start the week off for us. And, of course, we're going to talk about their run game and how potent it is. We saw that last time when they were here at Heinz Field during the regular season and that loss.
No question about it. This is an offense that can really get after. You got the Leonard Fournette. Everybody knows about this guy. He's got the massive thighs. He's got the big body. He's got the ham hocks. And he's got the ability to leap small buildings with a single bound like Superman. You know, the thing about this guy is that he's fast and he's tough. And you appreciate just how difficult he is to bring to the ground. But on the same token, even though you got a team that's going to line up with a fullback and a two tight ends, we see right here, can take it to the house on a 90-yarder and outrun some of the mortals in the secondary for the Steelers. This is a guy who is also just averaging a little over 3 yards a carry during the first three quarters against the Steelers. This one popped big, and it's unfortunate everybody was bunched inside. You saw all the bodies piled up in the same gap. But the fact is that this guy was being held in check until the final quarter, and that's when things got a little ugly because you start to gamble when you're behind and you try to make plays when they're not coming to you. And so that's what really got the Steelers.
All right, as Coach Tomlin said during his press conference today, Jacksonville is number one in the league after the regular season. In rushing yards, we know about Fournette, but there's a lot of other guys who contribute to their success as well.
They are the number one rushing team in football. Leonard Fournette is the featured guy in terms of that. He's a 1,000-yard rusher. But those other three guys that I just mentioned, I think they collectively have 1,000 as well. And Chris Ivory, T.J. Yeldon, and Blake. So, minimizing their run is more than just focusing on Leonard. Obviously, we got to do a good job there. But we got to do a good job for 60 minutes and in all areas if we want to minimize the ways that they run the ball and the ways that they possess the ball and control the game are in unmanageable third downs because of it.
All right, and their wild card win just a few days ago over Buffalo, Blake Bortles actually outrushed Leonard Fournette.
He did. And that's, I know, something that Jacksonville didn't want to have to do, didn't want to see. But that's what Blake Bortles really had to do. He had trouble hitting screen passes. He had trouble with the checkdowns, but he had no trouble with his legs. And he averaged almost 10 yards a carry, somewhere between 8 and 10 yards. And you can see the Bills defenders, they lost their rush lanes. You got to get the mush rush on this week. You got to keep Blake Bortles in your gun sights while you're rushing against some big hog if you're a Cam Hayward, if you're a Stephon Tuitt. You got to make sure that you don't leave any gaps in your rush lanes, because he will do this to you time and again, and that creates a real problem when you have to put a spy on the quarterback.
I was reading Lab's article after Coach Tomlin's press conference today, some good stats, and we'll give him credit because he did the homework for this one, but he said Fournette accounted for less than half the rushing yards that Jacksonville had during the regular season. For comparison's sake, Le'Veon Bell accounted for 77.4% of the Steelers' rushing yards this season. So it just shows that, yes, he is their feature guy, but there are a lot of other guys who are doing it well, too.
They do. Besides Yeldon and the rest of the guys like Chris Ivory, who I got a lot of respect for, who rushed for a good 5 yards of whack against the Steelers back in October. This is an offensive line that will come out after you. It's an offensive line that's going to block to the whistle, and you have to be on your details. You got to know your run gap. You can't get stacked up two and three deep in your run gap, and you got to make sure you get those fits. And at the same time, you've got to be aware in the event that you get play action, because that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to suck you in, draw those linebackers up, and try to create something probably over the middle, but be able to have some ability to go to a Mercedes Lewis. He's a big tight end. There's some other targets there, but it's going to be that run game. Make sure you're on your details with the run game.
Now, in terms of the Steelers defense, do you do anything different than they did week five other than execution, but given that it is the playoffs and several weeks later?
I'm sure there's going to be something tweaked up there. The fact of the matter is you're going to have to do something to make sure that you keep eyes on Bortles, especially in long passing yardage downs where he might slide on out and try to get those first downs. But it's about the basics, making sure that you stay attentive to your details of your work and get the job done. And look, this could well be coming down to Blitzburg versus Saxonville. I mean, who can bring the most pressure and who can dump the quarterback or dump tackles for loss in the backfield more? So this is about two high-pressure defenses, and I think the Steelers, having the better offense, have the better opportunity, obviously, to be able to do something about it.
All right. Coach Tomlin talked about Antonio Brown and much more in his press conference today. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll hit you with quick hits.